What is this?
This is actually a Sanskrit mantra. Ah. Mani Padme Aam.
Abna?
அது ஆக்சுவலாக எனக்கும் மீனிங் தெரியல, நான் கூகுள் பண்ணேன். ஸோ நான் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் கிட்டே ஒரு 4-5 பேர் கிட்ட ஆக்சுவலி கேட்டேன்.
இதுக்கு என்ன அர்த்தம் ஐடியா இருக்கா யாருக்கா? அது ஏன்னா அவங்களுக்கு தெரியலங்க.
ஆம் மணி பத்மே ஆம்.
His Holiness Dalai Lama also explains many times, you know. Om is regarded not only Buddhists but also Hindus as the source of all these sounds, you know, Om. And sometimes it's described as A, O, and Ma, three letters, which is supposed to represent the body, speech, and mind of all the enlightened beings. So therefore, Om is, you know, beginning of every mantra. Mani in Sanskrit means the jewel. There's a legendary belief that there's a kind of a wish fulfilling jewel, that if you get that and then you wash it first in sea water, then in sweet water, and then, you know, maybe milk also, and then you put it on a banner, and then you make prayers, and then whatever you want comes down from the sky and you get it. So that's the wish fulfilling jewel. So jewel represents compassion. From Buddhist point of view, compassion is something that brings all good things for yourself and all good things for others. It brings all good things for yourself because all our problems, all our sufferings, are created because of our negative emotions. And we have many negative emotions, like anger, hatred, too much kind of greed and too much attachment, then jealousy and envy and pride and too much arrogance, and then, you know, confusion and all kind of things. All of these negative emotions, if you look for the positive side, it's only two: compassion and wisdom. Yeah. And sometimes even wisdom comes out of compassion. So therefore the compassion becomes, you know, the more we can develop compassion and we can have compassion, the less all these negative emotions and their effect. So therefore it's good for us. It's good for others because if you have compassion, then you will also try your best to do something helpful, good for everybody else. So therefore it's good. So this is called wish-fulfilling jewel. Then Padma is the lotus flower. You know? Padma in Sanskrit means the flower, lotus flower. And lotus flower is a represents purity. Is something that is unstainable, something that you cannot make it dirty. Because it is said that the lotus flower, even if it is growing in the most kind of polluted area, it always looks completely fresh and undirtied. So therefore it always represented something immaculate, something that's not never been touched by negative things. And that's why it is representing the wisdom. So wisdom is something that is, you know, the natural, how the, you know, if somebody has wisdom, if somebody experiences the wisdom, sees things in the clear way, the way things are, then, you know, all your negative things are completely, you know, purified, like a lamp in the darkness. You know, when the lamp is light in a dark place, even if that dark place was dark for thousands of years, it becomes light simultaneously. It doesn't take long. So therefore, wisdom is the Padma. So Mani Padma, like jewel in the lotus, is a name of the Avalokiteshvara. So therefore, Avalokiteshvara, you are talking about Avalokiteshvara, you are talking about wisdom and compassion, and then whom kind of represents that, you know, I am that, or I want to be that, or may this be achieved, you know. So when you say Amani Pime Hung, it's like it's somewhat like a suggestion to yourself that may my, you know, compassion, wisdom, jewel in the lotus may blossom. May I actualize the qualities of Avalokiteshvara, the enlightened Bodhisattva. So this is Amani Padme Hum. And then sometimes you put each color, different colors for six syllables, representing six realms, six Buddhas, six wisdoms, and things like that. And then we also do practices like each of these syllables kind of radiate light, and then, you know, get rid of, purify all the that particular negative emotions and things like that.